Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Yo, Jill, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles actually in the same class as the Detroit Lions? They win 52-6 yesterday. So the way I view it is, it's Lions 1, Eagles 2. They're the top two tiers, but separate tiers, and then the rest of the NFC falls in after that. We'll go over the NFL yesterday. It was a big day, including the Bills over the Chiefs. Coming up around 1 o'clock, 215-592-9494, get you aboard. We also got to get to a Big Hugh breakdown coming up about an hour from now on the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, I don't even know what you call that, fight? Or
It was a
showing.
It was a joke is what it was.
Yeah,
it was different.
Yeah, we'll get to that coming up in a little bit. One thing on the Saquon note, because these guys are trying to get me to, surrender or die on the sword or just give it up, the take that Saquon wouldn't be a major difference maker in terms of wins and losses this year, which I acknowledge is going the wrong way. I'm on life support here, but I still have a pulse. Like, I'm still alive. They have 8 wins. When they get to 12, I will happily sit here and say I was dead wrong.
It's just such a spin job for you to use the whole wins and losses compared to last year thing. No, but I think you're getting lost in the semantics of the point as opposed to like
the spirit of it.
Yeah, because what you like, I understand that you wanted a 12 wins and the difference to be wins and losses, but like we can very clearly see a huge difference in this Eagles team to last season, even though we don't have as many wins.
Sure,
that's clear. They're better.
They're a better team, and I think the biggest difference is their defense.
Right, that's one of them. But like that's also a convenient way to ignore the impact that Saquon's had on the offense.
I don't think I've ignored Saquon's impact.
Well, in the spirit of this debate, you are.
Well, because I'm not willing to concede.
I know, and it's a disaster.
We just had a caller call in to use Derrick Henry as an example. The Ravens are worse than last year when they signed him. Yeah. So is he?
That's the Ravens. I'm talking about the Eagles. What would the Eagles be without Saquon this year?
They would be different.
Okay.
Probably a little worse. And
we can also look at the Ravens and say, what would they be this season without Derrick Henry?
I don't know. Would they be much worse?
Yes, are you kidding me? They don't even have as good of a defense as the Eagles.
Sure.
Yeah, their defense is
But there's also another element to this. When you take someone out, someone else would be in there. Like, if you take...
But not as effective.
But maybe the team's better. You don't know that.
Are you going to sit here in good faith and tell me that you think there's a chance the Ravens would be better if they had somebody else that wasn't Derrick Henry?
Let's not do a whole Ravens thing. But it's all moving parts. If they took the Henry money and put a defensive player out there, they lost. They lost one of their best linebackers. Maybe it makes their defense better. It's all moving parts to make a puzzle, right? Like I don't know. Maybe they'd be better.
Joe, they would. Stop.
Their defense is terrible. Their defense is terrible this year. They spent money on offense. They had a great offense last year. I don't know. Maybe they'd be better if they did something different.
I think just the point is, you look at this Eagles team, and you can specifically point to games where Saquon Barkley was the difference. The word here, because now we're back to semantics, is the difference.
Yes, because he was aided by the defense.
Oh, stop.
But the
defense.
Truth.
Okay, Joe, yes, but the defense is also aided by him. Saquon is aided by the defense.
Relationship.
Saquon aids the offense.
Man, I tell you.
In a massive way.
In the New Orleans game, when he had 50 yards the first three quarters, was the defense aided by Saquon, or did he,
But Joe, the offense has to score, right? Eventually, the defense can hold teams to 6 points. If we score 0, it means nothing.
It's wonderful. He's played well.
But no, he's played fantastic. He's played very well.
Very well.
Yeah, and yet it's weird. He's not even that high in the MVP.
Well, that's because MVP. We know it's a farce. I've been trying to tell you guys this for a while now.
You know, hold on a second with the MVP's a farce. Real people vote on this. They don't agree with us. Like, maybe we're the wrong. Maybe
no,
we're
no,
wrong.
No,
hold on.
No, we can see through the baloney that is MVP voting.
But what? But these are real people voting, right? These are people that cover the NFL. These aren't like, it's not AI.
I think it's real.
But we know why
they're voting this way.
I think because the consensus in the NFL is that you have to have a quarterback.
And people like being proven on the right side of history.
Well, you need a quarterback. The quarterback is the absolute most important position on the field.
Yeah, I just think people have realized the impact of the running back, even when they're great, is a sum of parts. They need so many people around them to make their impact worth it.
I think when you zoom out, you can say that. Yeah, like Josh Allen clearly is more important than Saquon Barkley is. But for the Eagles, Saquon, and this is beyond proven now, Saquon's the MVP of the Eagles offense.
Well, he's been their best player now.
Yeah, and the MVP.
Quarterbacks are always more important. But anyway, 215-592-9494.
I like how you say it real quick.
There's two takes need to be conceded.
Four games of alive on this, and then I'll concede when they get to 12 wins. All right, let's get back to the phone calls. And then we got to tell you specifically something about Saquon that might shake up the Eagles coaching staff. This is interesting. Anthony's in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on, you guys? How you doing?
Good, what's
going
Anthony. On, what's up, buddy?
Hey, the Detroit Lions, man, I believe we're on the same playing field that they is on.
Mm-hmm.
A few calls ago said something about the layups. If we could make the layups, if we could get a score in the first quarter, we'd be right there with the Lions. For some reason, Jalen don't like layups. He like three-pointers or, you know, whatever it is. But if we could start off fast, of course we're in the same playing field as the Lions. Man, our defense is smoking. You give Jared Goff a few games without his two best receivers. You know, what is we looking at with Jared Goff? He can't hold it down with just him by himself. And Jalen is doing pretty good, man. I believe we're going to when it's time to, we're going to show up against the Lions when it's time to.
Well, I hope you're right. And they're going to have, I mean, Anthony, they're going to have to show up because the Lions score like 34 points a game. Yeah, so, we're going to have to score.
Very efficient.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the word right there, Hugh, efficient.
I kept trying to say it to Joe.
If we could be efficient, if we could be efficient, hit the passes, wide open receivers, you never know. Yeah. They could go 80 yards, 20 yards, 70. You know, just hit with fear, Jalen, and then the rest will handle
Joe don't like that word efficient, though. He don't like
Well, because it's you're dancing around. They're better at it.
No, more efficient.
Because
job get done. Because we get the job. We get the job done. It's just
I think the difference is when I say they're better, it doesn't mean the Eagles can't catch them. But right now, they're better. They're just better at scoring.
I think you look at it, Jalen is once again on his third coordinator, fourth coordinator within 4 or 3 years.
Yep.
Jared Goff been with Ben Josh for the past 2 years.
Well, I think
year or two.
Yes, I agree with you, Anthony. But that doesn't help us win the Super Bowl this year. I think you're right, and I think that might be the biggest reason why they're just more, you know, they've got more reps in the system. Like, I think you're right on that, Anthony, but that it might mean next year's our year. I mean, that we'll see. I mean,
next year. We got to do it this year.
Well,
No. This year is our year. Next year, we're just going to be blowing
what
we're supposed to do, blowing people out.
Yeah,
next year, nobody going to stand a chance.
Not a chance.
So they might as well get us while we're trying to figure things out on offense. You might as well get us now.
I like that.
And our defense is playing so good that you can't even get us now, you know? So,
Anthony,
next year, man, it'll be good.
If the system stays together. Anthony, I got something on that. But give us an answer today for all-time debates. What do you got?
All-time debate. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about a dynasty or whatever. Just that one season. The 73-win Bulls versus the 73-win Golden State Warriors.
I like that one. Bulls-Warriors at their best. Anthony, good one. Hugh, who wins? 96 Bulls, 15 Warriors.
I probably have to go with the Warriors, man. The Warriors changed the way the game was played.
I agree with you.
You know what I mean?
They hit threes.
They were hitting threes. I remember specifically hearing Charles Barkley say that no team will ever win a championship shooting the way that they shot. So I'm going to probably say I got to go with them. I got to go with the Warriors.
I think they beat him. I mean, it's just to me, it's a math thing, right? They hit a bunch of threes, and the teams from back in the day didn't hit threes. I mean, now if you put them in the game today, maybe they learn how to do it, but they didn't. All right, so Anthony said something interesting there, that and OG mentioned this earlier, and I agree with this, Hugh, that maybe a big part of the reason why the Lions look...
Familiarity.
I'll use your word, more efficient than the Eagles, is it's the fourth year of the scheme, right, with Goff and Ben Johnson and the offense and the whole thing.
Yeah.
And we're in our first year of this offense.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. That doesn't make me feel better that we're going to beat them now or that we're better now.
It's. I think when you look at the way that the season has been progressing, it took this offense a little bit longer than I anticipated to get going.
But are they really going yet?
And to your point... They're better than they were in week one. So the progression.
Yeah. Okay, less turnovers, sure.
Yeah, the progression has gone a lot slower. Now, on the flip side of that, the defense started out pretty decent, and they've gotten better as the weeks progress. Like if you look at both sides of the ball, it's obvious that the defense has took the bigger leap.
Yes.
In a shorter period of time. But I feel like the offense is trending in the right direction. So I'm basing this basically off of projection. You know what I'm saying? I'm like you know, back to the 401ks and the portfolios and stuff like that.
Is Wall Street Hugh back?
Yeah, it's a projected
outcome. We haven't heard from him all day.
Yeah, it's the projected outcome.
Yeah.
You know, of the blue chips.
Because,
you know, at the end of the day.
What is it again? Blue chips and the
mutual funds.
Mutual funds.
Now, at the end of the day, your blue chip stocks are going to outperform the mutual funds. You gotta stay the course.
I'm telling you, there's a finance podcast where you talk about this stuff.
I'm just saying.
People would subscribe.
No, they would not. They'd be like, you got the worst financial tips on the planet. But at the end of the day, the blue chips are gonna outperform the mutual funds. You just have to believe that, and you gotta stay the course.
I don't believe it.
In the history of stocks.
But are we sure? All right, I'm trying to follow your analogies. Are we sure Jalen's a blue chip?
Yeah, he's a blue chip.
What if he's a mutual fund?
Like, he got paid like a blue chip.
You could pay anyone you want to pay him.
No, he got paid. He's a blue chip.
He might be a mutual fund.
Hey, listen, his stock is still pretty high.
Like
his
stock is sure. High. All right.
The mutual funds are on the other side of the ball. The Zach Bonds of the world.
Zach Bonds playing like a blue chip.
The only blue chip that's on that side of the ball right now is Jalen Carter.
Quinion?
The rest of them. I forgot about it. I think about the front four.
Classic defensive lineman ignoring his secondary. All right. So we got callers today saying the continuity of Detroit. That's really it. That's why we're not looking quite as efficient. I'll keep using Hugh's word on the offensive side of the football. Maybe that'll figure itself out. But, Hugh, when the Eagles brought in Kellen Moore, what was that like?
Coach Cooper.
Yeah, the third offense coordinator in 3 years, right? Yeah. It was Steichen, then it was Brian Johnson, then it was Kellen Moore. I believe if you go back to the spring, remember Jalen said he yearned, I think it was the word he used, he yearned for continuity?
Yeah, he was like he had a flashback about how in his whole life, he ain't had stability.
Yeah,
nobody trying to hear all that, man. Well, we got football season to get ready for.
But it is
the
thing.
It's the truth, no question.
And people bring it up to defend why the offense looks choppy sometimes. Well, it's a new coordinator. Well, I got some news for you, Hugh Douglas.
What you got?
Well, we might not have the continuity we're hoping for. So I read this one this morning over the Athletic, Mike Sando's column. I'm going to quote it here. Quarterback production is typically what launches offensive coordinators to head coaching opportunities. But as one NFL team exec said of Eagles running back Saquon Barkley, quote, he is going to get Kellen Moore a job. So the Kellen Moore head coach buzz is now begun around the NFL. And look, we got a long way to go before that part of the calendar next, you know, in January, whatever. Mm-hmm. But if the Eagles offense keeps looking good and Saquon plays like an MVP and gets buzz and the Eagles get to the title game, Kellen Moore might get a job somewhere. We might be on another coordinator next year.
Well, that's
year.
Fine as long as he wins the Super Bowl before he leaves. Give him a nice little parting gift. Listen, I'm in it for this year.
You're not
thinking
long-term?
Next year. No, I'll worry about next year.
I thought you're a mutual fund guy. Is that a long-term thing?
No, I am. But right now, I'm thinking about these penny stocks that I got too. I'm trying to make this quick $2.
I would not take your financial advice.
No, but listen, that's a chance you take when you hire an OC and your offense is playing well. Everybody, this is a copycat league, and they want the best and the brightest at all times. But if along the way we get a Super Bowl win out of that. I'll cross that bridge when I get to it.
Well, I think we all would. But the idea is we could have to do this again next year.
I mean, I'm okay with doing it again.
I would like to have the same offense 2 years.
I mean, it would be nice, but if you tell me in 1 year's time with our quarterback,
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure.
the plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence, and the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Battle quarterback talking about how he hasn't had offensive coordinator, the same one in back-to-back years. Mm. And you make it to the Super Bowl. I don't think he'll have a problem with that. I think his learning curve would change just a little bit.
Well, I think he probably would have to just acknowledge this is his life here in the NFL, his new coordinators. Yeah. But that's the first time I've seen the more coaching buzz in a while. I saw that this morning. Don in North Philly. What's up, Don? Don, you there, buddy?
Moment too big for Don.
Don going one?
No.
Oh, there he is.
I'm sorry.
He was just down on that financial pod by Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, he was enamored by my financial gurus.
He's like, moment. Wait, does Hugh know what he's talking about? Nope, he doesn't.
Not at all.
What do you think, Don?
Silly. First off, ladies and gentlemen, Kyle, can I get the music, please?
You got music. Okay, Kyle.
Well, what, do you want Amazing Grace?
No, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, today, as we gather here and lay Joe's take to rest, to bed. Today, we have Joe's take, right? He said Saquon wasn't going to affect this team and put this team over the top. He said Saquon wasn't going to be that good for this team. Joe, do you have anything to say for yourself, Joe?
We have 8 wins, Don. 8 wins.
And that's,
they won 11 last year.
That's all he has to say from his terrible take. May we bow our heads, everyone, bow our heads, please, as we lower this take into the ground. Kyle, Hugh, any last words of this terrible take?
Yeah, your take sucks, Joe.
Man, I was...
This is the worst eulogy I've ever heard.
I was like, that was
supposed
not the worst.
Supposed to say nice things about the person.
No, well.
You know, it was, it had
take
a good
wasn't
run.
Good.
Also, I'm not supposed to be dead, so I can't talk, I guess, during this. Mm-hmm. Don's taking liberties. I didn't say he wouldn't be good.
Well,
I just
hold on.
Said
your take
would...
is dead.
No, not yet.
No. It's dead.
There's still
gone,
a pulse here. There's still, the heart's still beating, Don. It's not over yet.
Also, like, I don't think we necessarily have to say great things. Like, if he was a really bad person, right? Then we don't necessarily have to shower them with praise.
Well,
the take was really bad. It should be villainized.
It should not be villainized. It was rooted in logic.
It was a bad take.
We'll see.
Disaster.
It was a terrible take.
It was terrible.
Terrible.
Don, I like this. Don, what do you got for us for a great rivalry? What do you got? Or a great debate, excuse me.
How about the who's the GOAT, Jordan or LeBron?
Well, that's a classic one. It might be the most classic sports debate. Don,
that's the one that you hear
it.
In the barbershops every day, and every day there's a different angle to this GOAT debate. It's crazy.
So you know how we said earlier with Brady and Montana, it ended a while ago,
mm-hmm.
right? Like Brady just passed Montana. The weird thing is I think most people would just say Jordan, right? Like if you just line up 100 people, you said who's better? I think like 90 would say Jordan's better. But the amazing part is, Hugh, the longevity factor of James. He's
does
just,
not factor into it.
Well, it should. I mean, Michael was done years ago in terms of the career arc. Like, LeBron has just kept going and going and going. At some point, I wonder, does that bring it all back to the middle?
It just all depends on who you like. Because I feel
think you're right on that.
A lot of times when they have the Jordan take, it's because of Jordan, the sum of Michael Jordan. You know, the All-Star game. Where, you know, the dunk contest, when he took off in flight, the shoes, the fact that Jordan is still being talked about in such reverence to this day. I think the difference is when you look at both of their careers, Jordan won all five of his rings, if I'm not mistaken.
Six.
Yeah. My fault. Not trying to dislike Jordan because I want them Jordanites to come after
him. Oh, they will too. Don't you do that.
I think it's pretty interesting and it's pretty fascinating that Jordan won all of his titles with one coach and one number two his whole career. LeBron's did it three times with three different coaches and three different number twos. That's pretty dope. I mean, I'm not saying that he's the better, but I think that's something that should be brought into the conversation.
Can I give you the way I frame it right now? This is the way it is in my head. I think Michael Jordan was the better basketball player, but LeBron's had the better career. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, but you know, when people talk about it, you know, they're going to say, and this is the cornerstone of this argument. Jordan never never lost a championship, I should say.
But he only made six. Isn't it similar to LeBron, Brady, and Montana? Like in that sense, right? Montana never lost one, but he only made four.
Tom Brady since, but Brady went to 10.
That's what I mean. LeBron has played all these years. If you ask me right now, who was the better basketball player, and you had to win one game, I would take Michael. But I do think the career longevity is just remarkable.
Yeah, and
for LeBron.
Doesn't like even though he's fallen off. Like, I'm pretty sure that there's still some...
He still might make all NBA.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even though his game isn't what it was when he was younger, he's still playing at a really high level.
He's about to be 40, and he's still a top 10 player in the league. Yeah. I mean, that stuff does not happen ever in the NBA. Let's go to M in Virginia. What's up, M?
Well, AI is my GOAT, so...
Well, everyone has their own GOAT. You got your GOAT, our GOAT, the real GOAT.
You said your goat, my goat,
the real goat. Yeah, I mean, everyone can have their own goat. I like that, Em. Em, what are you thinking today?
What am I thinking? Mm-hmm. I called when y'all were talking about Q.
Quinyon Mitchell?
The name.
What's the name? Go ahead.
Is Quintanamo or Quintanamo Bay?
Quintanamo Bay. What do you think of that, Hugh?
I've heard that name.
Bay
yeah, the Quintanamo. Yeah, I've heard that
Bay.
Name.
That's the name floating around. That's the name I'm sticking with because it just got a ring to it.
It does. It's like he puts the players on Quintanamo Bay. Like they're out of the game.
Yeah but it's a wrap. Quintanamo Bay is where they like prisoners? Like prisoners.
The receiver he faces is in prison. He locks them up.
Don't they beat them people in Quintanamo Bay?
What do you think he's doing to these receivers?
You're right.
What he's doing to the people on that side of the field because we never see him.
I got you. Makes sense. A little violent.
What else I had on my I've been on hold for 3 days.
All right, and
I'm an older man on the move.
Am are the Eagles in the same class as the Lions?
I feel so, but Lions are, you know, like just a little bit better at this week.
So like right now, but you think like down the line the Eagles could catch him.
Yeah, January, February, you know.
So, I think that's possible, too. Like, if the Eagles' passing game gets better, they could be there by the end of January. Right now, I got Hugh telling me that, you know, they're in the same class. Like, dude, come on.
Same
now.
Class.
No.
I just said that.
Yeah, you agree with Hugh. Yeah. You're both wrong. Eagles are... Go ahead.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
You knew it was coming.
Yeah, it did.
No, I'm good.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
I'm seeing. Here he goes.
Em, what's your favorite debate? Give us a great debate, Em.
That's what I was getting to, man on the moon.
Like, did we actually land one?
Oh, did we actually go? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think? What's your theory?
I mean, we ain't been there in 2024. How'd they do it in 64?
Well, I think there was a little more
technology.
Yeah,
today.
You're right, we do. A little more motivation back then. Goodness. And we appreciate it. Wasn't AJ Brown on this in the offseason?
But did we really
that
go to the moon?
That wouldn't surprise me.
I feel like there was an AJ thing about the fake moonlight.
A lot of morons are.
This usually comes up during a sesh.
Where do you stand on the man on the moon or on the moon?
You know, I didn't really think about where I stood on it. I thought they did it.
Probably a good reason.
No, I'm just saying because it's like that's not something that I choose to when I'm having a sesh. Waste my brain cells on. Like, did we really go to the moon? No, I never thought about it like that. I guess we did.
I buy it. I think we went to the moon. I just feel like someone would have uncovered the lie by now.
But I do understand why people feel that way. I'm not saying that they're right.
It's called having rocks for brains.
But it's because they was like, well, why haven't we have all this technology now? We never went back.
Well, we've done it already. Like, why keep going back to the moon?
I mean, because at one point, wasn't there talking about colonizing the moon? Wasn't that like, or was that, is that Total Recall? Am I thinking about Total Recall?
I remember something about this, but no one really believed that was ever going to happen.
A lot of people did because I know at some point.
Hold on. A guy walked on the moon in 2017, guys.
Because of the
resources. Quick Google search.
I guess it's just not as big of a deal anymore. I think that was M's
Wait a minute. Speaking of the moon.
We haven't been since 1960.
Since we're going down this rabbit hole.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Did they ever get that man and that woman off that satellite?
Oh, the ones that were stuck in outer space?
That been up there for a year?
Yeah, that you had weird theories about?
Oh, those theories are true.
Yeah.
You've been up there for a year. You and another person, they got it on at some point. They've gotten it on at some point.
I don't know if they ever brought them home. I don't know.
I think they're still there. Yeah. So, yeah, she's probably going to get a divorce when they get home. And him, too. Maybe they've been up there for too long.
Maybe they're listening on the Odyssey app. If that's the case, we are sorry.
Do we get up? I'm just saying.
The Odyssey app. The Odyssey app.
Yeah. Is it go up there?
Universe wide. Yeah.
Okay.
Whole galaxy.
It's a wrap for their relationship if they had one.
That's a lot to throw that out there.
They've been up there in space for a whole year.
All right. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We'll go around the league next. A big change in the NFCs and maybe a surprise candidate to hire Bill Belichick this offseason. That's next. Your calls are the Eagles in the same class as the Lions. And we need your all-time debates for combo.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.